Unit 5. Shining Stars. Lesson 1. Celebrities. Listening and speaking. 3. Jay Chou will hold a live concert in Beijing next month.
B. Listen and complete.
Jay Chou will hold a live concert in Beijing next month.
Are you a big fan of him?
I have all his albums since he released his first one in 2000.
Really? I think they must have cost you a lot.
I don't care. The only thing I care is that I love his songs very much.
Well, which one do you like best among all his songs?
Personally, I prefer to East Wind Breaks and Far Away, in which he fused traditional Chinese instruments and styles with R&B and rock.
Have you seen his movie Secret?
Of course. It's the first movie he directed. The story he wrote is based on his experience in high school.
4. Did you see the new Nicolas Cage movie?
B. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Did you see the new Nicolas Cage's movie?
Which one?
Snake Eyes. I just saw it last night with my friend Sarah.
No, I haven't seen it yet. But I saw Con Air. I thought that was good.
I think Nicolas Cage is great.
Really? Why? He isn't very handsome.
No, but he's got character. He can act with a lot of depth.
It's interesting you like him so much. Usually I think women don't like him. They like more handsome actors.
That's not always true, but I like some very handsome actors, like Tom Cruise, but I don't like an actor just because he is handsome.
Do you like Keanu Reeves?
No, not at all.
Why not?
I just think he's a bad person. He seems very arrogant.
Maybe it's the characters he plays. Maybe in real life he's a good guy.
No, I think an actor often plays characters that match his real personality. They're naturally better at such characters. And I can sense something about Keanu Reeves. I don't like it. He seems like a jerk.
Maybe.
Reading and writing. 6. Tom Hanks. B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. In the author's opinion, who is the greatest actor? Why? 2. Which movies were co-starred by Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan according to the passage?
Tom Hanks. I was once asked who, in my opinion, is the greatest actor who is still alive today. After thinking about it for a bit, Tom Hanks stood in my mind. In the 80s, he got feature roles in movies like The Money Pit, The Man with One Red Shoe, and Bachelor Party. He continued having feature roles in the early 90s. None of those movies were considered great by some critics, however, I enjoyed them a lot. Shortly after these movies, Hanks' career would skyrocket. He co-starred with Meg Ryan in Sleepless in Seattle, which greatly boomed his acting status. Philadelphia, a movie about a cop who lost his job because he got AIDS, touched the hearts of many. Apollo 13 was a true story about the Apollo 13 mission, which three men fly to the moon when problems occur on board the pod. Hanks furthered his movie skills when he wrote, directed, and co-starred in his own movie, That Thing You Do, about a story of a band who started small, then made it big. Saving Private Ryan was a real-life simulation of the Battle of Normandy, which Hanks played a captain trying to find Private Ryan, a soldier whose three brothers were killed. Finally, Hanks again co-starred with Meg Ryan in You Got Mail, which was about two online lovers who don't realize they know and hate each other in real life. Hanks' career has skyrocketed in the past 10 years, and I look forward to new movies he will be in. Hanks truly is my choice of the best male actor today.
8. Read and recite.
Fame always brings loneliness. Success is as ice cold and lonely as the North Pole. Vicky Baum.
You can't build a reputation on what you are going to do. Henry Ford.
Fame is like a river that beareth up things light and swollen and drowns things weighty and solid. Francis Bacon.
What a heavy burden is a name that becomes famous too soon. Voltaire.
Fame is a bee. It has a song. It has a sting. Ah, too, it has a wing. Emily Dickinson.
And what is the fame? The meanest have their day. The greatest can but blaze and pass away. Alexander Pope.
Lesson 2. Celebrity effects. Listening and speaking. 3. Do you think it's fair of sports stars earning a great deal?
B. Listen and complete.
Sports stars can earn a great deal more money than other people. Do you think it's fair?
Personally, I think that the money they make is more justified than the huge income of movie stars.
But compared with the contributions made by doctors and scientists, I don't think either sports stars or movie stars should make so much money.
Stars' income is not determined by their contributions to society.
Then determined by what?
Well, the money they earn is recognition of their skills and hard work.
Well, no matter how popular they are now, they would be forgotten as time goes by.
But movie stars and sports stars entertain a nation, or even the whole world.
You know, the true value of our world is created by people with real knowledge and skills, like doctors and teachers.
Stars are also able to create great value for their employers and deserve higher income.
But not for the good of all human beings.
4. Everybody loves David Beckham. B. Listen to the dialogue and filling the table.
Do you love David Beckham?
What do you mean?
I mean, Beckham is famous because he is good-looking, not for his football skill.
No, since he stepped out onto the pitch for his first team plays as a shifted teenager, David Beckham has always been Manchester United's favorite.
Really?
England beat Germany in 2000 after a 34-year fight, and the most important one was passed by him.
Have you heard that Beckham wrote a book about himself?
Of course. 5,000 people queued for over 10 hours to see David Beckham sign copies of his autobiography.
They must be mad.
Why do you say so? I would do that too.
Are you his fan?
Yes. I love his good looks, his shyness, and his super talent.
Reading and writing. 6. Celebrity influence. B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. Why do some people admire and imitate celebrities? 2. What kind of people are more likely to imitate others? Why?
Celebrity influence. Celebrities greatly influence some people because of their social position and their economic situation. First, some people admire and imitate stars because they allow themselves to be influenced by the media. Television, radio, and magazines provide audience with a variety of shows and information about stars and their lives. For instance, Britney Spears has become the target of paparazzi. In May, Britney appeared at the front page of the most popular magazines, saying that she married her best friend in Vegas, Nevada. Second, some audience imitate their celebrities for their lack of confidence. Some people who are shy and lack personality may find that imitating others will cause a good impression. For example, my cousin Jenny, who lacks a social life because of her introverted personality, believes that acting and dressing like Jennifer Lopez will make her popular in high school. Finally, several fans of stars imitate them because of peer pressure. Since my niece's girlfriends formed an Antonio Banderas fan club, she had also joined the group. Although she wasn't a huge fan of his, now she collects most of Banderas' possessions. In fact, when I asked Ariana, my niece, why she was part of Banderas' fan club, she answered that she did not wish to be rejected by other kids. In conclusion, it is true that celebrities play spectacular roles in their performances in Hollywood, which entertains many people all over the world. However, modern celebrities influence the audience to the point where their fans admire and try to imitate their lives.
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics.
节奏.
Baby's sleeping. I said shi shi. Baby's sleeping. I said shi shi. Baby's sleeping. What did you say? What did you say? I said hush hush. Baby's sleeping. I said hush hush. Baby's sleeping. What did you say? What did you say? I said please be quiet. Baby's sleeping. I said please be quiet. Baby's sleeping. What did you say? What did you say? I said shut up, shut up. Baby's sleeping. I said shut up, shut up. Baby's sleeping.
Rain. It was raining, raining, raining hard. It was falling on my head. It was falling on the stars. It was falling on the sun. It was falling on my shoes. I got soaking wet. I got soaking wet. But I stayed outside. I stayed outside. The rain was sweet. The rain was warm. The rain was soft. It reminded me of home. It was raining, raining, raining hard. It was falling, falling, falling on the stars. It was raining, raining, raining hard. It was falling, falling, falling on the stars. Soft rain, raining, raining. Sweet rain, raining, raining. Warm rain, raining, raining. Sweet, soft, raining, raining. Warm rain, raining, raining.